speaking on behalf of the All Truck Drivers Foundation. Let's welcome to the show now, Ncebo Ndlovu. Ncebo, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Reflecting on the protest action yesterday, would you say it was successful for truck drivers and the sector?
Firstly, if I can state that and mention that, because the will, I can say that the will of the truck drivers, I can say it looked like it was successfully, because the drivers, they were, the trucks, they were not moving according to the normal way they always been working. So I can say it's a little bit we're going like the wish of the will of the truck drivers, as if they were willing that they are. They are saying they are taking the keys down so that the government can pay the attention to, because it's been so long the drivers raising the grievances about the foreign nationals employment in South Africa, especially in the trucking industry, where there is laws that are being denied by the employers. And government is lack of leadership to make sure that the jobs for the truck drivers or for the citizen, for the locals, is being protected by him as a government. But the companies, they keep on doing this for no reason.
Let me ask then two questions, Ncebo. What laws are being disregarded by South African employers who are employing majority African nationals? And more importantly, what can government do? What specifically would you and your members like government to do to protect your interests in this sector?
According to the Labour Relations Act of South Africa, it is say, if you want to employ a foreign national, you as the employer must apply for a permit from the Labor Department and state what are the reasons you want to employ a foreign national. And on top of that, there is a law that you can only employ a foreign national to perform a duty where is a critical skill where there are no South African who can perform that job or that particular skill. And driving, as truck drivers, they are complaining. Even government itself, even like last year and the post year 2018, the former Minister of Labour, he told the drivers that the truck driving is not a scarce skill in South Africa, and also there is no permit that is issued by the department, and there were not even a single application coming from the employer's side. Applying for a foreigner to be a truck driver. So, according to the labor laws, again, it says if once the employer or the employer break that rule, he must face, once he break that rule and employ a foreign national, he or she must face a prison for 2 years, or he must be fined a fine of 50,000.
All right. So, what you then need, Ngebo, from the administration, from government, is for inspectors, labor inspectors, to visit these trucking companies and make sure that the paperwork and the legislation, as defined in the statute books, that those are followed by those companies. That's primarily what you need, right? Inspectors are going to make sure that if Ngebo owns a trucking company, that he follows all of the rules in employing African nationals.
Yes, like what they do sometimes when you ask the employers, where is the foreign national come in the when it come to for a job seeking, he give the employer said I got a permit, like Zimbabwe when they got a permit what they call a Zimbabwean exemption permit. That exemption permit is not for the driving. Even former Minister of Home Affairs, he said that permit, exemption permit, Zimbabwean exemption permit, it is not a permit that allows them to get a driving job, regardless or unless if they are not, even if they have that permit, Zimbabwean exemption permit.
Right.
The employer of that Zimbabwean must first apply for a permit to drive the truck, and the department will do a research and investigation then and check on the database that there are no drivers unemployed. If there is a South African with a code 14 or that, or even for that position, even that the employer was willing to employ a foreign national with an exemption permit. So he is compelled, he or she compelled not to hire anymore because there is a South African for that job.
Let me ask this a party question. I've got a couple of calls that are quite keen to get in on this conversation. Yesterday, the Gauteng High Court issued an interdict against the protest action that was taking place, but your drivers went ahead and did it anyway. Are you returning to the roads today and blocking major national roads as a continuation of the protest?
If I can say that, Mister, actually the strike or the shutdown, it wasn't organized by our organization, the ATDF, because the court interdict, it only interdict the organization to organize. They said the strike was they put interdict that the court is the strike is illegal.
Okay, are your drivers going to be protesting today, Ngebo?
According to the statement they issued before they start the shutdown, they said the drivers will leave the job from the 7th of July up until government remove all foreigners driving the truck.
All right, we'll leave it there. Ngebo Ndlovu, thank you very much for your time this morning. National spokesperson speaking on behalf of All Truck Drivers Foundation.